We are learning Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel on Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top. It says in the Mishnah, "Mesasek lo yotze." Someone who's just blowing shofar, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not yotze. But smashma, hot talking about smashma, hot tekel shir. Let's say he's playing for music. That he knows what he's doing. He's not doing it for the mitzvah. He's doing it just for the shir. We have before two pshatim Rashi. Either means for music or to chase away a ruach ra. Yotze, you are yotze. So it sounds like you don't need kavana. Why? Because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. It sounds like I'm first right to Rava. Because the Mishnah says dafka misasek lo yotze. Misasek means he's doing something else. But if he's been the kehilah shir, it sounds like yotze, like Rava. Somewhere says no, it's not a right to Rava. Dilma the kehilah shir nami misasek harale. When the Mishnah says misasek lo yotze means even someone who's playing music. That's also included in the word misasek. And therefore, it will not be a raya to Rava. Maybe it's a raya, not like Rava, if anything. Misasik liyotz means even to Kehilah Shir. Therefore, it's not a raya one way or another to Rava's halacha of mitzvahs and tzriches kavana. Then says the Mishnah, Vashmeyim and Misasik liyotz. If you hear from someone who's misasik, not yotz. Avashmeyim and Avashmeel atzmai. But if you hear, even misasik means to Kehilah Shir. It says not yotz. But let's say the guy is blowing for himself, but he's doing a mitzvah, even though he doesn't have you in mind, he yotz, says mashma. Only misasek lo yotze. Mishmeim and a misasek. But if it's someone who's blowing it for himself, he's yotze. Avashmeim and a mishmilas. My yotze. Lema di avtuf to Rav Zeira. Maybe it's a kasha Rav Zeira. Domele Rav Zeira l'shamei yechavim etakali. Rav Zeira told the shamis, when you blow shofar, be mechavim for me and blow for me. So here it's mashmi. You don't need that. As long as he's being yotze the mitzvah, the baal tekeya, you can be yotze with him. And for the gemara, no. Dilma I did tana reisha misasek. No, really, it could have said, it has to say, Hashemeya means someone who is being, have you in mind. Why is it a misasek lo yotze, which is mashma, anything that he's blowing for himself is enough. It could have said, even blowing for himself is not yotze, because he has to have you in mind. Why did I pick misasek? Only I got the ratio. Duma, I get on the ratio, misasek, don't have the same. But the truth is, Hashemeya min ha shmila atzma, also not yotze. He was not yotze. If the guy is blowing shofar for himself, even though he's being yotze in the mitzvah shofar for himself, he's having a mind, it's also not yotze. Why is it misasik? It says misasik, I got the ratio. Ad kan, the beer of the Mishnah, laflam lebez on lebez. Now we start the Mishnah here, and this Mishnah is all about the way we blow shofar, the different amount of kailos, and so on and so forth. Zok the Mishnah. Say that the kiyas, sholosh, shal sholosh, sholosh. The mitzvah, the raisa of blowing shofar, is three groups of three. The three is tekiya, teruah, tekiya. And three times tekiya, teruah, tekiya, that is the mitzvah of shofar. And Rashi learns, because one is for malchias, one is for zechrinos, one is for shofrais. Those are three groups, and each group has to be a tekiya, teruah, tekiya. We'll learn in the Gemara from Psukim that every teruah needs a tekiya before and tekiya afterwards, and that is what you blow shofar for. The raisa. Malchias is tekiya, teruah, tekiya. Zechariah is tekiya, teruah, tekiya. And shofar is tekiya, teruah, tekiya. What's a shir tekiya? Shir tekiya is shalosh teruahs. Shir tekiya is like three teruahs. And we'll see, the Gemara will explain that. That's number one. So shir tekiya, the length of a tekiya is like three teruahs. And shir teruah is how much kashalosh yavavos. It's like three kailos. It means two, two, two. That's a shir teruah. Talk of a Rishayna Umashach Vashniya, someone blew the tekiah after the first set, and it did it so long they went into the second one, which means it was blowing it for the end of Malchias and went into Shofrais, into Zechrinais. The loch is, Embiyad al Achas, only you to one tekiah. Tais means right from here, the allowed to blow a tekiah as long as you want. There's a shear, Lamata, can't be less than a shear, like we said, whatever a shear is, but it can be as long as you want. Misha Birech, someone who daven Musaf, where all the Malchias, Zechrinus, and Shofrais, V'achar Asman Eloi Shofar, and afterwards he found the Shofar. So what does he do? He doesn't daven Shmei Asir over. What he does is, Tekei Amriya, Tekei Asholish Pam, he blows all the Kailas. One Shvil Malchias, Rashi says, one because Zechrinus, one because Shofrais, but he doesn't have a daven Shmei Asir over. And the Mishnah ends off with a general halacha. Kashem Shashliach Tzibar Chayiv, just like a Shliach Tzibar is Chayiv to daven Shmei Asir, every yoch is chayiv, and it can't be yoytza with the shliach tzibur. Rav Gamil argues shliach tzibur moitzi as a rabbi dechavasam. Gamil argues he holds shliach tzibur can be moitzi the rabbim, their chayva of Shmei Esrei. They don't daven themselves, and we'll see in the Gemara a big discussion about this. So to Gemara. Going to the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah says that a Shir Takiyah is how much? Like three Teruahs, which would mean like nine Koilas. That's what it means, because three Teruahs. Frey Demar Akasha, Vatanya, Shir Takiyah Keteruah. The Shir Takiyah is like a Teruah. Teruah says three Koilas. So Shir Takiyah has to be two, that length, that's it. So it's a Stira. On my body, it's not a Stira. Tanan Didon, Kachoshev Takiyah the Kulabavi, Teruah is Kulabavi. Our Mishnah means like this. The three Takiyahs, or the three sets, are as long as three Teruahs. Which means every tekiah is as long as one teruah. Three tekiah is like three teruahs. So it means the same thing like the brisa. Tana didan ka chashav tekiah the kula bavi teruahs the kula bavi. Tana barak ka chashav chad bav avasula. The tana of the brisa holds is talk about one tekiah. One tekiah is like one teruah. It's not a machlekes. So according to this, the share of a tekiah is like the share of a teruah. That's it. That's the share of the teruah. Teruah is three kailas. That's the share of a tekiah. It said in our Mishnah, "Shir teruahs kegimul vavas." Three kailos means two. Faith the Gemara about Tanya, "Shir teruah kishloisha shvarim" is like three shvarim, which means a little longer, like two. That's the shir of a teruah. On my baya, "Bahavad pligi." This price is arguing our Mishnah. And what's the machlekes? The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Yoyim teruah yelachem." Says in the pasuk that on Yom Shana you blow a teruah. Yoyim teruah yelachem. That it's called a Yom Yibava. And what does Yibava mean? It says, the mother of Sisra, it's talking about when Sisra was taking a while getting back from the war, and she started getting nervous that maybe he's not going to make it back, and she started crying, and says, Loshen, V'tiyavev Eim Sisra. Aim Sisra. So lashon of Yivava, Masava Gnuche Gnuach. One man holds, it's a lashon of like sighing, a longer kailas, longer crying. Like Rashi says, Gnuche Gnuche means like a little longer. Like Adam Hagenech Meliba, Yikaderech HaChayim Shmarichim Lasehem. They go a little longer in their crying. That's one man. Masava was shorter kailas, which is Adam Habaycha Mekainen kailas. Ketzarim smuchon zelazah. It's shorter kailas. So there's machlokes what it means, and that's machlokes our Mishnah and the Brisa. If it's a shvarim or teruah, that's the machlokes. Is it three teruahs? Is two, or it's a little longer one? That's machlokes our Mishnah and the Brisa. Now it says in our Mishnah that the key has to be the share of a teruah. So we have to discuss: Does it have to be longer when it's longer teruah middle? If it is to a three kailas, then the key has to be that long. But when shvarim, it has to be a little longer. That's what Taisa says. Whatever the middle is, if it's a shvarim, then the key has to be a little longer. That's one thing Taisa speaks out. And it says, we'll learn later on in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph, there's something called shvarim teruah, which is even longer. So if it's a shvarim teruah, then the key will have to be longer. That's what Taisa speaks out. Another thing Taisa speaks out is that be careful when you blow shvarim, don't do it too long. If you do a shvarim the size of three kailas, it might turn into a tekiah. That's another thing that Taisa speaks out. Be careful. And Mashah asked that if you hold that when you blow shvarim, the tekiah is a longer, so what are you worried about? You have a longer tekiah for that. So the terrace that is, no, but it still has the same tekiah. So you have to be careful. Shvarim shouldn't be so long, shouldn't be the size of a tekiah. Akaponim, what we learned so far is that we have three groups of three. Then we had that the shear tekiah is like a shear of a teruah. What's a teruah? Either three of vavos or three shvarim. It's a machlekes. And now we're going to learn about the makar for blowing a tekiah before the teruah and tekiah after the teruah. Tanur Rabbanon. Menayin Shiva Shofar. First question is, how do you know that on Rosh Hashanah you blow a shofar? It never mentions the word shofar in the parasha of Rosh Hashanah. Menayin Shiva Shofar. Tamaloyma Vavarta Shofar Teruah. The pasuk says by Yovel that you blow a shofar. It says by Yovel, the pasuk goes like this: Vavarta Shofar Teruah B'Chayish HaShvi in the seventh month, B'Esel Chayish on Yom Kippur, V'Yom Kippurim, Taviru Shofar Kol Artzichem. So it says in that pasuk twice, Vavarta Shofar Teruah, and then it says Taviru Shofar. And it says you blow a shofar. So we see you blow a shofar on Yovel. Ain't Yovel Yovel Rosh Hashanah? How do you know Rosh Hashanah you also blow a shofar? Tam loymar bechodesh hashvi. It says the word chodesh hashvi. Shein tam loymar chodesh hashvi. Why is it chodesh hashvi? We know Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. We already know that for a long time already. Once you say Yom Kippur, why is it chodesh hashvi? Matal loymar chodesh hashvi. She called teruahs of chodesh hashvi zekazah. All the teruahs of the seventh month are equal. Just like on Kippur, you use a shofar. The same thing on Rosh Hashanah, you use a shofar. Umenayin shepshuta lefanah. How do you know you blow a tekiah before the teruah? Tamalayim avavarta shofar teruah, which is taich. Avavarta shofar means a pshuta havaras kol echad. There's lots of just making a coil. So avarta shofar teruah, you make a tekiah before the teruah. Avarta shofar teruah before the teruah is avarta shofar, which means a one tekiah. Umenayin shepshuta lacharah. How do you know afterwards is a tekiah? Tamalayim taviru shofar. Loshon taviru shofar means a tekiah afterwards. Ve'enli elav yovel. That's by Yovel. We know you need a tekiah before and tekiah after. Rosh Hashanah Menayin. Tamalayma, the same drasha. V'chayidah Shashvi. She ain't telling V'chayidah Shashvi. Why do you say V'chayidah Shashvi in the pasuk? We know that Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. Umat tamalayma V'chayidah Shashvi. She called to Ruiz. Ha'chayidah Shashvi is that because they're all the same. That they're all the same. Umenayin l'sholish l'sholish l'sholish. How do you know? So now you know you have to have a tekiah through a tekiah. How do you know there's three groups of three? Tamalayma. It says in the pasuk three times the word teruah. Vavarta shofar teruah, that's by Yovel. Shabbos and Zichron teruah, second time the word teruah, that's by Rosh Hashanah. Yom teruah lechem, also by Rosh Hashanah. Three times teruah. Now, when I looked at this, Amos shalzeh bezev, shalzeh bezev. How do you know you mix Yovel together with Rosh Hashanah? Tamalayma, here we go to Gzeri Shavah all of a sudden. Tamalayma shvi ishvi, Gzeri Shavah. Shes shvi by Yovel and Shvi Barashana, we make Zer Shava. Just like here, there's one, and here's two. Put it together, three groups of three. Okay, Tzad, Shalosh and Teisha, three, which is nine. Then the Brisa goes further, which we had some part of the Brisa mentioned before. Shir Tekiah is Keteruah. So the size of a Tekiah is like a Teruah. And Shir Teruah is Keshloish Shvarim, like three Shvarim. So now the Gemara just asked, last Gemara we'll learn now, the Gemara asks, first it says a hekesh, because it says v'chayish hashvi'i. It should not have said v'chayish hashvi'i. That teaches us that the whole chayish hashvi'i is equal. Sai rashana, sai yovel. Then afterwards, when we want to say the three lashon teruahs we have learned from each other, then all of a sudden we start using gzeir shava. V'ash the ma'islev gzeir shava. Now all of a sudden we start bringing gzeir shava. So Gemara says, you're right, we have gzeir shava, we don't need anything else. If not for Gzeir Shava, have Masina Levakesha, I would have used the Hekesh. But Hashta, the Asa Gzeir Shava, which means now that I have Gzeir Shava, the halacha is you can't make Gzeir Shava Ma'atzma. You have to have the Kabbalah. So now that we have a Masaira from our Rabbeim about the Gzeir Shava, Hekesha Leisar, Kataka, do not need a Hekesha, and you could be Soymech on the Gzeir Shava. And the Tanakam was saying like this, the beginning of the Brayis saying like this. If you wouldn't have a Gzeri Shava, I would be able to use the Hekesh to learn that it's out. So now that I have a Gzeri Shava, of course, I don't need a Hekesh. So I kind of bought it, learning really three things out of Yovel. First of all, you need a Shofar. Number two is Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. It means Tekiah before, Tekiah after. And number three, we use one of the words Teruah to know it says three times Teruah. And that teaches us we need three sets of three, which is one's connected Malchias, one's connected Zichronis, and one is connected Shofars.